Thompson, who's congratulating us on having mentioned his name, I think, three times in 1 week. He's from Kirriemuir, and he's been contributing much to the well-being of the programme, vis-à-vis Graham Nash and Military Madness and so on. What about a bit of Nick Harper, he says. Brilliant son of Roy. That's been reiterated by quite a few listeners. Got to be one of the best young singer-songwriters in the country today. Kilty Stone would be a good choice.
Smoking, drinking, stretching, things beyond where choices after hours fall. Slackening strings and etching wings upon our voices, carved in the stone. God's wayward boys and girls, the holy water himself say so. I see how I miss you, it's carved in the stone. God's wayward boys and girls, where it never snows, we need a love.
That, Nick Harper and the Kilty Stone, and a lot of requests for Nick Harper. And in conjunction with these requests, another email to which I shall now refer. From Sky, the clerk say, Dear Ian, Ref, P. McSee, Paul McCartney, please don't. Marilyn and Stephen Sky, dear Nick Harper, wonderful. Yeah, well, we are going to dedicate the Nick Harper to the Barnetts, who have been visiting the Clarks. I know that because Clive has been in touch, enjoying the programme. Clive and Tricia have had a great week in Skye, staying with the Clarks. And Steve says here, I can hardly believe this, has been quietly singing the Presley programme ever since he moved to Skye last year, even to the point of sending me playlists to die for from your past programmes. Isn't that wonderful? Has spent every evening of her holiday listening to the programme. And, this is shucks. There's absolutely nothing like it south of the border. we came away hooked. Thank God for digital dishes, I say. How very nice. So for Tricia and Clive, Nick Harper, not to mention Stephen Marlowe. We've sorted all that out in a while. If you would like the rest of you listening and having strong feelings, as we know very well in this programme, say something about the McCartney suggestion, the threat that I mentioned, we'd love to hear from you.